This is fabulous news for us and our members, and specifically for our exporters.
And that's Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking about the new six-year contract that was ratified by members of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. More than 22,000 dock workers at 29 ports from California to Washington State voted in favor of the agreement that now runs through 2028. Hallstrom says this is a very important development for the U.S. meat industry.
Because, you know, we have some certainty around the situation on the West Coast. We will not run the risk of any kind of disruption from a labor standpoint. And it was overwhelming majority of the union members voted in favor of it. So we knew this was coming, but this is really good news. And we can move forward, especially with our high-value chilled business that primarily goes off of the West Coast.
And that uncertainty surrounding the West Coast labor situation had caused a recent shift in cargo to ports along the East and Gulf Coast. Hallstrom says he's hoping to see this trend reverse now that the labor situation has stabilized.
Over the last year in particular, the West Coast has been losing discretionary business to other ports, on the import side especially, losing to the Gulf and East Coast. Part of the reason for that was the uncertainty around the whole contract situation on the West Coast. So hopefully Long Beach and Oakland and these key export ports for us can regain some of that business and have a larger array of options from a schedule standpoint into some of our key markets like Japan and Korea.
There's a separate union representing longshoremen along the East and Gulf Coast, and their contract is set to expire in the fall of next year. I'm CJ Miller.